8:39. Welcome. Remember, we have that rule about cell phones being off. And we don't beat people up either in this room, so no more black eyes. So we're here on a conference committee on a bill that went over the House and got amended, and some of the language people got a little kind of squiggly about. So we had some discussion, and I think we're going to hear from the parties to tell us what we've got as soon as Ms. Taylor does her job and tells us what we're doing.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1039 currently allows a person who holds a degree from a post-secondary institution that isn't accredited or approved by the Office of Degree Authorization to claim or represent that that degree, that they have that degree if they include some sort of disclaimer. The Oregon Student Assistance Commission and the Degree Office of Degree Authorization can exempt certain schools from provisions relating to conferring or offering degrees, and this bill currently requires a school to apply for that exemption, meet certain requirements, and comply with specified conditions, and this establishes an appeals process if that exemption is denied. We currently have the A6, the A7, and the A8 amendments. They're in the packet before you, but you also received all of these amendments yesterday, today, sometime else. We just want to make sure you have them. The A6 was the original teeny tiny fix that the bill needed. The A7 is a new piece that's related to the enrolled version of Senate Bill 193. We do have copies of 193 if you're curious and want to see that bill. The -A8, however, is the combination amendment of the -A6 and A7, and I believe that's what everybody wants to talk to you about.
Okay. And are we not getting anyone by telephone?
No. Okay. I heard from Mr. Lyon that we don't
need
Mr. Chambers.
Okay. So I think my instructions was for you guys to figure out who's going to speak. So I think there's one or two of you. Come forward, state your name, and tell us what you'd like to see.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Devin Lyon. For the record, I am Government Affairs Representative for the law firm of Davis Wright Tremaine in Portland. I'm here today representing Portland Bible College, and we worked with Mr. Contreras and the other parties involved on the House side on this bill to address an issue relating to the regulation of religious exempt institutions, and I would be happy to answer any questions. I believe we've talked to every single one of the members of the committee one-on-one, so I'm not going to go back through it all. But I'm obviously here to answer any questions. And Mr. Contreras, I believe, is going to answer some of the technical questions on the A8 amendment.
Thank you. I'm Alan Contreras, Office of Degree Authorization. This bill was originally the vehicle for the settlement language for a lawsuit from Kennedy Western University that occurred last year, which had to do with constitutional limitations on the use of unaccredited post-secondary degrees and what people could and could not say about them. Over time, it also became the vehicle, as Devin mentioned, for the language that a whole lot of interested parties worked out over a whole lot of time, thanks to the patience of Chair Flores on the House side. And that language was fine when it got into the bill that eventually passed, with one exception, and that is when the drafting was done, the fee structure that related to the different kinds of degrees that religious schools could offer listed master's, bachelor's, and associate degrees, but the actual authorization portion only mentioned bachelor's and master's degrees. And our intent is certainly to allow religious exempt schools to offer associate degrees as well. Indeed, several of them do right now, and some additional ones would like to. So we would like to add the word associate. I'm working off the -8s here. I'm not sure what you have in front of you. For that reason, the word associate ought to be added in there. In addition, there was one technical error when the Senate bill was done, and that is the reference to Section 1, which connects the Kennedy Western settlement language to the correct statute, ended up referring to Section 1 of the bill instead of subsection 1 of the statute. And that is also fixed in the -8 you have in front of you. Finally, Senate Bill 193, which was language requested by the Board of Veterinary Examiners and Senator Schrader in order to allow the Veterinary Board sole authority over the use of veterinary degrees in the state of Oregon, to which our office had no objection. That bill has passed both chambers, but the legal counsel to the Board of Veterinary Examiners felt that it would be a very good idea to put that language not only in not only in the Veterinary Board's statute, but in the ODA statute, and that is now subsection 6 on the very last page, page 3 of the dash 8s that I'm looking at. And that is basically what we have here. We have two constitutional fixes, basically required but recommended by the Department of Justice, which we've been able to work out, and a couple of technical changes. And we'd be glad to answer any questions, and so would the other folks that are here.
Okay. Are there any questions from the members of the conference committee?
I'm clear.
Thank you.
Yes, Senator Ringo, you have a question?
Thank you. How many schools does this apply to?
Are you referring, Senator, to the religious exempt portion?
Yes.
It refers to approximately 10 current schools that will have to certify that they meet the new standards. There may be as many as 12. I don't have that number with me. It also applies to approximately 5 or 6 new applicant schools that have been on hold for the last couple of years that have wanted approval, authorization of some kind to operate in the state of Oregon, but have been unable to get it because our process was frozen owing to advice of the Department of Justice. So you're looking at a total of maybe 15 to 18 schools.
Thank you. Madam Chair, what's the reason to put a dollar cap on the fees that may be charged? Is it I would assume it's the fear that they might charge an unreasonably high fee, but why put the cap in statute?
I am not certain why the cap is in statute. I will tell you that the numbers that are there represent the current fees charged that are set by the commission I work for, that are set in rule. And the way that the religious exempt fee structure was set up, we are not allowed to charge more than 50% of the base fee for a bachelor's degree application that we would normally charge for an applicant. Without speaking for someone else on the issue, my assumption is that this was done in order to make sure that the base rate for a bachelor's degree didn't magically increase to the detriment of the concerned institutions. Devin, maybe that's really...
No, that is I think that's a fair answer.
Okay.
Nothing else to add to that. So. Yeah, no, you're correct.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm glad to see you guys agree now.
You should have seen them before.
I sort of gathered that when he said that there were many hearings and you were quite patient, and I'm sure you were, Representative Flores.
She was.
Well, and you still didn't get it right. So I'm glad that we've finally figured out this problem now before we leave the building. Any other questions from the committee? Okay, then I think I've got a motion.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment dated June 6th and that the bill, Senate Bill 1039, be amended by the dash A8 amendments and repassed.
Okay, Senator Cruz moves that the Senate concur in the House amendment dated June 6th and that Senate Bill 1039 be amended by the dash A8 amendment and be repassed. Any discussion on that motion? Any objection to that motion? Hearing none, we're going to take care of that. So do I have another motion?
No, Madam Chair, I believe those are all the motions that you need to make. However, we will need carriers on both chambers. And Okay. Everybody stay because I need your signatures on three pieces
of paper. Representative Flores, do you want to carry it in your chamber? And I'll carry it in mine. And we'll get it done right because the two chairs will be in control.
There we go.
As always.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, folks, for coming and giving us this information and working it out. And we are adjourned.
Thank you, Madam.
Okay. The usual for some. Well, sir.